This is a poem also in my book Empathy, and it's called Chinese Space. And it's an imagined, my mother once drew a picture for me of the house, a floor plan of the house where I was born, and this is an imagined recreation of that. We were talking at dinner about language, and I also think that your spatial senses, different cultures, is completely different, and for me the Chinese spatial sense is something fascinating. Chinese space. First there is the gate from the street, then some flowers inside the wall, then the inner roofed gate. It is a very plain wall, without expressionistic means, such as contrasting light on paving stones inside the courtyard to the calligraphed foundation stones. My grandfather called this the facade or Baroque experience, rendering a courtyard transparent, the eye expecting to confront static space experiences a lavish range of optical events, such as crickets in Ming jars, their syncopation like the right, then left, then right progress into the house, an experience that cannot be sustained in consciousness because your movement itself binds passing time more than entering directs it. A red door lies on a golden mirror with the fascinating solidity and peacefulness of the pond in the courtyard. A featureless space of infinite depth where neither unwanted spirits nor light could enter directly from outside. It lies within the equally whole space of the yard, the way we surrounded our individuals, surrounded by a house we could not wholly retain in memory. Walking from the inner gate across a bridge which crossed four ways over the carp moat, turning right before the ice rink, we pass roses imported from Boston and enter the main courtyard, an open structure like a ruin. This is not remembering, but thinking its presence around eccentric details, such as a blue and white urn turned up to dry, although certain brightnesses contain space, the way white slip-covered chairs with blue seams contain it. The potential of becoming great of this space is proportional to its distance away from us. A negative perspective, the way the far corner of the pond becomes a corner again as we approach on the diagonal, which had been a vanishing point. The grandmother poses beside rose bushes. That is to say, a weary and perplexing quality of the rough wall behind her gives a power of tolerance beyond the margins of the photograph. Space without expansion, compactness without restriction, make this peculiar and intense account of the separable person from her place in time, although many families live in the partitioned house now. The reflecting surface of the pond theoretically manifests too many beings to claim her particular status in the space, such as a tiger skin in space. After the house was electrically wired in the 30s, he installed a ticker tape machine connected to the American Stock Exchange. Any existence occupies time, he would say, in the Chinese version, reading stock quotations and meaning the simplicity of the courtyard into a lavish biosphere, elevating the fact of its placement to one of our occupation of it, including the Mako speaking Chinese, stones representing infinity in the garden. This is how the world appears when the person becomes sufficient, that is, like home, an alternation of fatigue and relief in the flexible shade of date trees, making the house part of a channel in space which had been interior, with mundane fixtures as on elevator doors in a hotel, a standing ashtray that is black and white. The family poses in front of the hotel, both self-knowing and knowing others at the same time. This is so because human memory, as a part of unfinished nature, is provided for the experience of your unfinished existence.